This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, are you plagued by potholes in your local area? Well, councillors across the country are demanding increased funding to repair roads after the impact of Storm Chandra and all of the incredibly wet weather and non-stop rain we've put up with over the last few weeks. So how bad are they where you live? Well, joining us now is Tom Fortune, Wicklow County Councillor representing Greystones electoral district. Good afternoon to you, Tom.
Good afternoon, Anna. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. People will think I'm driving this agenda, pardon the pun, because I live in Delgany and the roads are not in the best condition at the moment. But I can assure you I came into this talking point today and Greystones or Delgany are certainly not on their own here.
Yes, I know. In a couple of words, it's a pothole pandemic we're trying to deal with. As you're probably maybe aware, Anna, Wicklow is basically electrically broken into five districts, and right across the county, the roads have been devastated. In some of the districts, one or two roads have actually nearly been washed away. We had a long discussion about this on Monday at our county council meeting, and everyone is on the same page. There's a requirement of about 16 million euro required to really sort out the problem. And that's aside from the normal budget we would get. We get budgets allocated to last us for 2 or 3 years. But as a once-off, there's about 16 million required. And
is that nationwide, or is that a Wicklow budget?
No, that's for Wicklow.
That's for Wicklow alone?
Just for Wicklow. Like, so one district needs about 7 million, another one needs about 5 million, another one needs 4 or 5 million. So when you add it all up, it comes to about 16 million. And the executive of the council obviously have been onto the department looking for this. And at this stage, really, we as councillors would require full support from our TDs, in order to make this happen. If we don't make it happen, it just ends up like a talking shop. And the public at large are kind of frustrated because they don't really appreciate. They see problems, they see potholes, and they ask, and then they don't see anything being done. What they don't kind of get is that the budget has to be in place to do it. So it's an emergency at this stage now. It really, really is. And something has to happen about it.
And there are areas in Wicklow that are worse than others. The areas that we're talking about, Carnew, Tinahealy, they don't have the luxury of a Dart line or a Lewis line or, the infrastructure
Correct.
Of public transport. So they're absolutely required, aren't they, to be fixed?
Yeah, my colleagues from West Wicklow on Monday, they had a motion into the council on that particular topic, and they had pictures to back up what they were showing. And it's devastating. And as I said to you earlier, you can replicate that across the county. In some of the areas, it's worse than others, but there's a major problem right across the county as we speak. And basically, I said to you, it is an emergency, and it really is going to have to be dealt with on an emergency basis.
So the scale of the damage, Tom, far exceeds the budget provided for road maintenance.
Well, to put it in context, Anna, like we have a budget of road, there's a budget allocated that's to last for 3 years of about 14 and a half million, 15 million. And that's to do normal kind of stuff. And here we have a situation where over 3 or 4 days, the roads have been damaged to the extent that it needs about 16 million of investment just to get that sorted. And that puts it in context. So I'm not saying it's lightly. It is an absolute emergency, and really and truly, we do need the support of our TDs to make it happen, and it really has to happen.
Well, particularly for roads that are closed and people can't get through or can't conduct normal kind of day-to-day life. So what are the next steps for those affected areas, Tom?
Well, The next steps are, well, obviously the council executive have made our case to the department. We have obviously made our cases to the executive on Monday. Some of us made certain suggestions and proposals, and one of the things would be I would hope that the TDs in our county will look at the transcript of the council meeting on Monday, because the meeting is recorded verbatim. Mm-hmm. And it'll give them in minute detail what's happening across each of the districts. And we really need them to come back to us and urgently and tell us what's going to happen.
And put it and to the top of the agenda.
It can't be long-fingered. I mean, as I said to you, like, this would be ridiculous if it just ends up as a talking shop. I mean, action is required and action is needed.
Yeah. Okay. Ciarán Feehan, the Managing Director of PMS Pavement Management Services Engineering Consultancy, that's some title, works with the Department of Transport and Local Councils, is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Ciarán.
Afternoon, Anna. How are you?
Did I get that right?
Yeah, close enough for rock and roll anyway, yeah.
Why does the road quality become such an issue in this stormy weather? I mean, we can hardly future-proof the roads for the level of rain that we've seen over the last few weeks. 380% above normal levels, Ciarán.
Yeah, absolutely, Anna. I mean, it is unprecedented. And your colleague there, Councillor Tom Fortune, talking about Wicklow. But the reality is it's along the whole eastern side of the country, from Wexford up through Wicklow and Kilkenny and Carlow all the way up to Monaghan and Louth, because we got such an unprecedented amount of rainfall over that, whatever, 6 or 8 weeks. And in turn, then the roads are vulnerable, very vulnerable to getting water or moisture into the road surface, through the road surface or from the soils back up, and it weakens the roads, and when you get traffic on it then, particularly heavy trucks or buses and so on, and even cars and vans, but particularly the heavy trucks, it just smashes the roads up. You end up with potholing and so on the roads, and we're seeing that not just in the let's say the dramatic roads failures that are in West Wicklow and in other places where it's not just potholes, but you've got roadways being washed away, you've got damages to bridges and culverts and so on, you know, major, major structural damage. But more generally, you know, there are a lot more potholes around in the eastern side of the country this year because the soil underneath is so wet and the moisture is getting from the top down and from the bottom up. And when that happens, the stone that's in the middle, which is really what's giving you the structural strength in your local roads, when that becomes wet, it's up to 10 times weaker than when it is when it's dry. So once the moisture gets in there, the traffic pounds the roads, starts to break up, more water gets in, breaks up more water gets in, and so on. You get a cycle where eventually you're losing parts of the road, which is where the potholes come from.
Mm-hmm. And Ciarán, can I ask you, as no expert on road structures, is there a way of, you know, somehow future-proofing the roads for extreme weather conditions, you know, if the investment was there?
Yeah, so it's a combination, really, Anna. It's a combination of making sure that the road is waterproofed. You know, the top layer is a waterproofing layer, and the idea is to make sure that water doesn't get down into it. So that's where the annual programs that the councillor there spoke about, they are aimed at making sure that we don't have roads that are cracked, you know, that are cracking and letting moisture in. So that's one part of the equation, the pavement itself.
And something we don't do now. We haven't put roads down with that so far, have we?
No, we do, yeah.
We do, happening.
It's happening, but over time, the surface is weaker. It's subjected to thousands and millions of passages of traffic, and the roads start to crack, yeah. You know, and then the water gets down. So that's one side. And then the second part is drainage, so that when you get the water off the road, you're making sure that you're keeping the water away from the road. So all, you know, there's a lot of investment that needs to be made, additional investment that needs to be made in the drainage side, because as our climate is changing and we're getting more intense rainfall, it's not really even the whole volume of rainfall, but just how intense it's becoming in short periods of time, which in turn then causes flooding on the roadway itself, but also flooding in the land around it, which either goes into streams and rivers or lakes that come up onto the road, or say, let's say in the likes of West Wicklow, where you have a lot of rain falling on the uplands, gravity brings that water down, and if there's a road in the way, then it's going to come.
Of course, yeah, it's kind of unprecedented conditions, isn't it? Let me just get through a few of these texts. The road through Beaumont Hospital grounds is terrible with potholes. My friend actually burst her tyre on the road at the weekend. It's a bit crazy given ambulances have to use that road. It's a very good point. I was in rural Cavan at the weekend, and I can see why you'd need an SUV. The potholes were terrible. Has everyone woken up except Manus? So you have Kieran, Louis and Joe there. OK, we'll get to the other call I think they're referring to. We live in an estate in Dublin 9 and you can see just how damaged the roads are. They've been there since Christmas. The whole road needs to be redone. And someone else says, until there's an accident, I feel they won't do anything. We live in County Galway and some of the potholes are so dangerous. Locals know that they are there, but visitors or somebody driving through might not be so lucky. That's very true. When you're used to them, you swerve around them. But obviously, when you're not used to an area, you go straight into them. Louis O'Hara, Sinn Féin TD for Galway East. And we're just after mentioning Galway, actually joins us on the line now. Are you there, Louis?
Hi, Anna. I am.
How are you?
Not too bad now.
Louis, tell me, how unfair is it that the roads are so neglected? And how are they looking in Galway?
Yeah, well, I suppose you've just heard from a texter there, and that's something that I'm hearing in my constituency office, you know, every day of the week, pretty much, especially the last few weeks, you know, with the heavy rain that we've had. But this is an issue all the time, and particularly every winter, you know, and I suppose it's very frustrating for people, because people have to have their car in a roadworthy condition. They have to pay a lot of money when it comes to motor tax and NCT and tax and fuel and so on. But I suppose people feel they don't really see the value of their taxes when you see the condition of roads across the state, particularly those regional and local roads that can be left in a horrendous condition and a really unsafe condition as well, right around the state. I mean, we know that like 85% of fatalities are on rural roads and the poor condition of roads, that like, it not only causes damage to cars, but it's a serious safety issue as well. It definitely contributes to that. I think the fundamental issue here is that our local authorities are not resourced to deal with this problem. You know, we had the road funding allocations for regional and local roads announced there about two weeks ago, and many local authorities actually saw a decrease in the funding provided to them to maintain local and regional roads, which is really, you know, difficult to understand, and I would say unacceptable at a time when we do have such a problem with the condition of our roads.
So the budgets are tightened rather than extended.
Exactly, yeah. Like I said, many local authorities saw a reduced budget for the maintenance of the local and regional roads, and like a lot of local authorities I know in Galway, they're at the moment they're working on their roads programs for the year ahead. You know, the roads that they're going to resurface and so on. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's really a drop in the ocean, I suppose, of what they're actually able to do in terms of what's needed. You know, in terms of the overall problem, the amount of roads that are in a dire condition and do need to be resurfaced. This was raised with the minister at the Oireachtas Transport Committee, you know, last week, but he didn't seem to be overly concerned about this issue. But it is something that has to be addressed, because, you know, those of us who live in rural communities, we have to use our cars to get from A to B. We have to drive on these roads, and we are entitled to have, you know, safe roads and roads that are in a reasonable condition.
Yeah, and I think that's the real worry, Louis, isn't it? The people who don't have, you know, an alternative way of getting to and from school or work or whatever, wherever you need to be on a daily basis, particularly in an emergency situation when there's no infrastructure to get you there other than driving on a road. I mean, it could be frightening for people.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's hugely frustrating for people then when they have damage, you know, caused to their cars, and it can be very difficult then to, you know, to get that resolved when you put in a claim with the council as well. So it's hugely frustrating for people, and like you say, they have no alternative. And in fairness, you know, the council staff who are out on the ground, you know, dealing with the roads and so on, they're doing their very, very best
of course
to address this issue and to keep the roads maintained. But they're, like I say, they're just not supported to do it. We need the resources, you know, to bring the roads up to a basic standard, to a safe, you know, standard, and that needs to be this whole issue needs to be looked at again, I suppose, because, you know, as we've heard from the conversation today, it's an issue right across the state, in the west of the country, in the east of the country, and you know, it's dangerous, and it's going to lead to further damage to cars.
Yeah. And I think it'll escalate fast, and there'll be other knock-on effects from it as well, and fallout. So there's people in Monaghan, Wexford, Wicklow. I think they seem to be the most affected areas. We have Joe, a driving instructor based in Dublin. Are you there, Joe?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Hi. Good afternoon to you. How do the road conditions affect you on a day-to-day basis, Joe?
Well, if you go through a pothole, it can get a blowout, or, you know, it can break a spring or damage the car. You know what I mean? So you're off the road, you're out of work. And it has happened to me a few times. Like, I've gone through a pothole and the wheel came over the nuts and came off the car. You know, because they're so deep, the potholes. And they are very deep, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if a motorbike went through it, you go over the handlebars. You know, now I've heard a lot about funding from these gentlemen here on the phone. So
yeah.
Why not put future projects on hold and refund, you know, these projects that we need to repair the roads? Because people have to get to work, hospital appointments, airport appointments. Why not refer the roads and postpone the future projects that they're doing? Because on DCC's website, they have 3 or 4 projects there that they're funding millions with in the last week. I'm being bombarded with.
Are you saying future projects as in future road projects?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. Prioritise the emergency roads.
Prioritise, yeah, because people have to get to work. I mean, Bus Direct Connect is not working. We have no metro. The M50 is blocked. So these men who are running the country and running the city and running the roads, they're not able to do it properly if they're not able to, you know, accommodate people to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads are in a shocking way at the moment. Absolute shocking
way. And you're teaching people to drive. What area are you in?
North Dublin,
okay.
Over there, Clontarf and that, you know.
Okay, and when people are learning to drive, is it tricky?
Of course it is, yeah. If someone goes through it, they learn, lose control of the car, yeah.
Yeah, and it's frightening
as well.
I was
coming down past the Malahide Road there the other day, and there was a pool of water on the road. We didn't see that there was a pothole under it, and the girl nearly lost control. You know, that's what happens. They need to grab the steering wheel for them. And it's a regular thing that's happening, and we've had so much rain and the muck on the roads as well. You can't see the potholes underneath the pool.
They're not exactly ideal conditions to be learning in, Joe, are they?
No, and there's a pothole there coming down from Little Chef from the airport, which is the main arterial route, and it's been there nearly 10 years. And if your car went down, you'd lose a wheel, and it's there 10 years. And we have rang up the Dublin City Council so many times and said to them, will you get it repaired? And it's never been repaired. Been repaired. Coming down the hill from the airport there at Little Chef.
Well, I think it's gone to emergency levels now, without a doubt. So something will have to be done, especially for the people without the transport network close by. You know, someone else says my husband has had 4 cracked wheel rims in the past year since we moved to North Clare. Never had them before, despite doing a lot of mileage around the country. And the texts are coming in thick and fast, it has to be said. So it is a huge issue outside of the areas that we've mentioned as well. So do keep in touch with us. Do you agree? Should there be more done to fix the potholes and the conditions of the roads right around the country?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.